This is the fourth of the brief lectures on Parshas Yitro. This is Revi. Here, the story changes. We leave Yitro and Yitro and Moshe's relationship and the whole question of the judiciary system behind, and we continue the advance of the marching 600,000 plus Jews toward the destination for which they left Mitzrayim, namely Har Sinai, the mountain of Sinai, and the Kabbalah Satorah. So the pasuk begins, and I want to point out that these next psukim are analyzed in great detail in the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Peches. And Rashi kind of extracts from that complicated Gemara some of the basic points. We won't be going into this in great depth. If you want to do so yourself, then the locus classicus, the classical location for this entire discussion, is Maseches Shabbos. The pasuk begins. Vachodesh hashlishi letzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. On the third month after the Jews left Mitzrayim, so they left on Nisan, then Iyar, now we're on Sivan. Bayom hazeh ba'u midbar Sinai. On this day, they came to the Sinai desert. What does it mean on this day? Rashi says this day means Rosh Chodesh. They arrived in the area of Mount Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. Rashi alternatively suggests that the reason it says Bayom Hazeh instead of Bayom Hahu, this day instead of that day, is because we're about to discuss the Torah now, and the Torah must always be new. You must always experience the Torah as if you've received it this day, brand new. The Torah should always be fresh, as if it was just seen today for the first time. So here it is, the first day, and they arrive at Har Sinai, Bo'u. The next pasuk is a surprise. If Bo'u, if they came, they arrived, what do you mean in the next pasuk, Vayisru me'refidim, and they left the place called Refidim, Vayavo midbar Sinai, and Nochamol, they came to midbar Sinai, Vayachanu ban midbar, they encamped in the desert, Vayichan shom Yisroel neged hohor, and Yisroel camped there, opposite the mountain. If in pasuk Aleph they already arrived in Sinai, what does it mean in pasuk Beis, they left Refidim and again arrived in Sinai? Again, the Mefarshim addressed this in various ways. Rashi has the following approach, that the pasuk is telling you in parentheses that when they left Refidim, they left Refidim and they reached Sinai. We know when they reached Sinai, they reached it in a perfected state, as we will soon see. Concentrated, focused, united. So too, when they left Refidim, they left in that same mood. Unlike many of the other departures from camps, which were with machlokes, which were with strife, conflict, confusion, when they left Refidim and headed to Sinai, they were already in the mood of Sinai. They were already b'tshuva. They were already had done teshuva. The one of the other approaches by some of the other Mefarshim is really fascinating. And it is that the Jewish people were so excited and so happy to be finally approaching Har Sinai and finally approaching the Torah that everything kind of changed. Things are not in the proper order. It was a simcha v'yomtev. And as a simcha v'yomtev, the Bo Midbar Sinai is written before the Vayisu Merfidim. In the words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Al derech ahavo mikalkeles hashura lahakdim hamaucho. Sometimes when you're very happy, you don't get things in proper sequence. It's not 1, 2, 3, it's 3, 2, 1. And therefore, so happy were they to be approaching Sinai that Bo Midbar Sinai, the first thing that's reported is they came to Har Sinai and then they left Rephidim and came to Har Sinai. The joy of anticipation of receiving the Torah. Vayichan Shom Yisroel Neged Hahor. The Jewish people camped there opposite the mountain. The Rashi says, Vayichan Shom Yisroel. Notice, it's not Vayachanu, and they encamped there, but rather, and he encamped there, in the singular, not in the plural. And Rashi says, famous quote, Ke'ish echod belev echod. When they came to Har Sinai and encamped there, they were as one person and one heart. Unlike all other encampments, they were there as one, totally united, totally focused. Ish echod, lev echod. And they encamped there neged hahor. Rashi simply says, neged hahor means east of the mountain. The Ksav Vahakabola, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, a great 19th century commentary, quotes in the name of the Rosh an interesting thing. This is no simple matter, camping opposite the mountain. Normally, when people are traveling in the desert and they pitch their tents, they see to it that the door of the tent faces not the hill, but faces the valley. Their backs are to the hill and they face the valley. The valley is where they could see better. The valley is where there is air and light. They don't open their doors to the mountain, toward the mountain. However, here, the Jewish people reversed and had their tents facing the mountain because they knew this mountain was Har HaElokim. This was God's mountain, so to speak. It was this mountain where they would receive the Torah. So they turned the doors of the tents away from the valley and toward the hilltop, toward the mountain of Sinai. Interesting insight. The pasuk continues, Moshe Olo El HaElohim. You may wonder, I just now read the Pasuk and read out the Shem Yud Hei and Vav Hei. I have learned from my teachers that when you say an entire Pasuk, it is permissible, maybe even advisable, to say the Shem, to say the name of God explicitly. So when I quote an entire Pasuk, I will do that. Rashi says that this pasuk, Moshe going up to God, this happened already on the second day of Sinai. First thing in the morning, Kol Aliyosav Bahashkoma Hoyu. Moshe was an early riser. And early on the second day, the first day they arrived, early on the second day, he went up to God. Vayikro Elov Hashem in Hohor Lemor. And God called to him from the mountain and said, Koso Malaves Yaakov, this is what you should say to the house of Yaakov, Visageid Livnei Yisrael, and this is what you should tell to the Bnei Yisrael. Now the difficulty here is, if Moshe Olo El HaElokim, Moshe went up to God, so what does it mean God called to him? He was already with God. What does it mean God called to him as if from a distance, from the mountain? There are various approaches to this. And I'd like to share one or two of them with you. The Ibn Ezra says very simply, Moshe Olo El HaElokim, Moshe went up to God, because already in the past, Ukvar Vayikro Elov Hashem in Hahor Lemor. So the words are out of sequence, but the sequence is Moshe went up to the mountain because God had called to him previously from the mountain and said, thus and so. That's one approach. Another approach, which is a fascinating one, is the Ramban's approach. And that is that Moshe went up, up the mountain, not all the way up, partially up. He advanced toward the mountain. As he was there, half of the way, a third of the way, the Ribbono Shel Olam, God, at the peak of the mountain, Min HaHor, called to him and said, come all the way. Moshe started the process. Olo El Kitzei HaHor, he went up the beginning of the mountain to be ready, and then God called to him. The Abarbanel quotes actually a Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim that has it altogether differently. Moshe Olo Elo Elokim doesn't mean Moshe physically went up to the mountain, but rather it meant he went spiritually up to the mountain. He had a spiritual ascent, a spiritual aliyah. He went up in his seichel, in his nefesh, in his shefa hanavuah. And then when the Ribbono Shel Olam saw that he was oleh, that Moshe was rising spiritually toward him, then vayikro elov Hashem in Ahor Lamor. God called to him and said, here's what I want you to say to Beis Yaakov. As Rashi says, Beis Yaakov means the women, the base, the bias, the family, the women who are spoken to with the word somar, with the root aleph mem resh, which means to speak gently. The sageid levnei Yisrael. Levnei Yisrael refers to the men, and the men have to be spoken to by the verb lahagid. They have to be told, because the word lahagid is related to the word gidin. Devorim kosher kegidin, things which are as hard as gidim. And gidim means a certain type of herb, which is very, very tough and very, very bitter. The men, they got to give it to them, suck it to them. The women, speak more gently to them. And say these words exactly, ko, exactly these words. Atem ri'isem asher osisi limitzroyim. You yourself saw. This is not hearsay. This is not something you heard from someone else. But rather, atem ri'isem, you saw with your own eyes what I did to Mitzrayim. Vo'eso eschem al kanfei nishorim, I carried you on the wings of eagles. Vo'ovi eschem eloi, and I brought you to me. Now, one of the rules and ways of understanding the philosophy behind the Targum Unkelis is that the Unkelis, when he translates the Torah, wants to avoid whenever possible, avoid references to God which are what's called anthropomorphic, which make God human. God is not human. So this image of God flying and carrying them, carrying the Jewish people himself, I will carry you, Targum has difficulties with that. And finds it, in the words of Rashi, explaining the Targum, not derech kavod lama'ala. It is not proper to speak of the Eibishter, the one above, in such a way. He carried us on his back. So therefore, he translates, vo'eso eschem al kanfei nishorim unitolis yaschon, which means, I caused you to be carried. I caused you to be carried. Not I carried you myself. I caused you to be carried on the wings of eagle. Because after all, God himself is eno guf, velo yasiguhu masigeha guf. He's not a material being. He's not a body. You can't speak of him as carrying us on his shoulders. But he took us swiftly and brought us to him. What does it mean, va'ovi eschem Eloi? What does it mean to be brought to God? Rashi simply says, kitargumo. The Targum has it, ukiroves yoschon lefolchoni. To be brought to God means to be brought to God's polchon, to God's worship. I brought you to me to be able to worship me. Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, have it differently and say, V'ovi eschem Eloi, I brought you to me means, I brought you to Har Sinai. That's where I am. I'm on Har Sinai. I brought you there. That's where I am, so to speak, Kaviyochel, hanging out. V'ovi eschem Eloi, I brought you to me to Har Sinai.
So either I brought you to me to my worship, or I brought you to me to the mountain where I have been residing. The Ata, and now, im shemoa tishmeu bekoli ushmartem esperisi, if you will listen to my voice, and here notice it's shomea bikol, not shomea likol. Shomea bikol, we mentioned the Malbim earlier. Shomea bikol means to obey. Shomea likol means to think over, to consider. So here it means to obey. If you will obey my call, my voice, and keep my covenant, v'hiyisem li segula mikol ha'amim ki li kol ha'oretz, you will be for me a precious treasure. Segula, Rashi says, is otsar chaviv, a precious treasure. Mikol ha'amim, more treasured than all the other nations. Kili kol ha'aretz, as Rashi says, don't think that you are a precious treasure because you are the only nation that I have. Kili kol ha'aretz, I am the God of the entire universe and of all the nations of the world. But you have a special relationship. You are the segula, the otsar chaviv, the precious treasure. Notice the pasuk begins v'ata, and now. And Rashi says, now is the time. And here Rashi quotes a famous phrase, kol haschalos kashos, all beginnings are difficult. So therefore the time is now. Now, yes, beginnings are difficult, but now at this moment, with all of this drama, with all of this open revelation of God himself, now is the time. So even though kol hascholos kashos, yes, now is the time. Now's the time to kind of jump in there and accept my my offer, so to speak. Accept my bris, my covenant. V'yatem tihiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh. You will be for me a kingdom of kohanim. Now we noticed the beginning of the parsha, when Yisro is called Kohen Midyon, Targum does not translate Kohen as Kohen, priest, but rather as Rabbo, chief. Here too, Rashi says, Mamleches Kohanim means Sorim, princes. Not a kingdom of priests, but a kingdom of leaders. Mamleches Kohanim, you will be a kingdom of leaders. And this fits so well with what the Rabbeinu Avrohom ben HaRambam says in the name of his father, the Rambam. You will be a mamleches kohanim. You will be the leaders. The Jewish people must lead the rest of the world. You have to be leaders. Kol ha'olam yelchu be'ikvoseichem. Everybody will follow you. You must set the way. As a footnote, I want to point out that the Targum here translates mamleches kohanim not as malchin Rabbin, not as the kingdom of leaders or of great people, but as Malchin Kohanim, a kingdom of priests. So if you see it translated as a kingdom of priests, it may not be Rashi's translation, but it is the translation of the Targum Onkelos. You will be for me a kingdom of leaders, a kingdom of chiefs, a kingdom of priests, v'goy kodosh, and a holy people. Rashi does not tell us what it means to be a holy people. But here we can turn to the Ramban. You will be a people connected to God. Tihiyu divukim ve'el kadosh. You will be connected to the holy God. You will be a goy kadosh. You will be a spiritual people. Eile hadavorim asher tedaber el bnei Yisrael. These are the words I told you before, up until now, the past few verses. This is what you should tell the Jewish people. Rashi says, lo pachos v'lo yoser, not less, not more, these words. So we finished up until Chamishi now. Ribono Shel Olam has told Moshe on the second day of Sivan what he is to tell the Jewish people, men and women. And basically, he's telling them, now's your chance, become, you will be, Mamleches Kohanim, a special kingdom of leaders, a Goy Kodosh, an Am Segula, a precious, precious treasure.